Here's the news. The Jakarta Cathedral expressed gratitude to the management of Istiqlal Mosque for facilitating the 2025 Triduum celebration by utilizing the Silaturahmi Tunnel, which connects the mosque parking area directly to the cathedral. This arrangement allowed worshippers to park at Istiqlal and access the cathedral without disrupting traffic flow. The tunnel, inaugurated by President Prabowo Subianto in December 2024, symbolizes interfaith harmony and enhances accessibility between these two historic places of worship. Indonesia and the United States have agreed to finalize negotiation on reciprocal import tariffs within 60 days, aiming to establish a formal agreement framework. The discussions will encompass trade and investment partnership, critical mineral cooperation, and supply chain resilience. Indonesian officials have engaged with U.S. counterparts, including Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick, U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio, with further meetings planned to solidify the partnership. And that was the news. Here with me, Rain, Indonesia today, and don't forget to tune into our online streaming for news.id, shortwave from 32 kHz and 4755 kHz, and also our application in AAA Digital for those of you who are watching on demand.
$20,000 to $25,000 per portion. In addition to this, this is also you can also enjoy other typical Kasumi is a unique and typical fruit from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasumi is generally shaped like a tumtum or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in Sulawesi Archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasumi. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. The compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called tabete. To make kasumi, initially tabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the tabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasumi is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasumis. Kasumi is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasumi is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. In Kasumi, kasumi is also often used as box for treats or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasumi can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Sugar.
You can add shaved arms or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of cake fruit or cream sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of ice cream planet, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Tomorrow, we're joined by a special guest. We'll be talking about exploring Easter's foster unity, hope, and renewal across different cultures and also faiths. And right now, I am accompanied by Mr. Armada Riando, the lecturer at SDFT College of Theological Philosophy, Widya Sasana from Malang. And in this special interview, I respected religious leaders to delve into the deeper meanings of the season and hope. Whether you're celebrating or simply just curious about what is it about, this conversation promises the insights into the themes of hope, renewal, and shared humanity. And so, without any further ado, let's begin today's session. Hello, Mr. Armada. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm good.
And as the Easter is approaching, what do you feel about this festive season?
Well, I feel great. I feel very excited and thrilled to participate in many celebrations of the Easter Paschal Mysteries. Because the characteristics of the Paschal Mysteries is basically for the liturgical things. So, it is indeed quite interesting, actually, for the Christians, especially the Catholics, because these days are full with the liturgical celebrations.
Okay, and so, I would like to ask you, for those who are unfamiliar, since Indonesia is, well, quite known much for the Islam religion, but can you explain a brief explanation about what Easter represents in your faith of tradition?
Well, Easter celebration consists of three days, basically. Well, it was initiated by the Palm Sunday, on Sunday, last Sunday, But these 3 days is the what we call the Monday, Thursday, and then Good Friday, and then Holy Saturday. But Holy Saturday consists of the Vigil celebration of the Easter Sunday, and then on the Easter celebration on Sunday itself. Very big celebration. So the Monday, Thursday represents the so-called the new commandment of Jesus to love one another. So it was said by Jesus himself in the Last Supper, directed to the apostles. So that's why then the Holy Thursday means that the Holy Eucharist was founded, and then also the priesthood was founded, and so on and so forth. And the Good Friday is the celebration of the death, the commemoration of the death of Jesus on the cross. He was crucified. And the paradox of the crucifixion of Jesus is this, that Jesus was crucified, and he was dead on the cross, but at the same time, he was also called as the Savior, as the Son of God. So we believe in this Son of God, the Savior, Jesus the Messiah, etc. And the Holy Saturday is basically a very big celebration. It consists of a lot of liturgical symbolism, because at the beginning of the celebration was actually a very solemn celebration, because at the beginning, we stayed in the church, outside the church, in the dark moment. But then eventually, we come to light, and then we have a Easter candle, and so we call that celebration of the light, that is the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus himself. So those things, actually the components, I would say, and the ingredients of the so-called Paschal Mysteries.
Okay, that is really interesting, Romo Armada. And I would like to ask you, in your view, what is the most profound lessons that Easter teaches us?
Well, the core message of the Easter is actually one, that is peace. Peace and salvation. It is peace because Jesus, the Son of God, he gave himself on the cross. He was murdered, basically, and then he died. But God, with this, let's say, absolute gift of himself, he saved us from sin. He loved us with his cross, with his ultimate love that is self-giving to the humankind. So that's why then each one of us should remind the love of God, unconditional, to bring peace to others. You know, our world now is a broken world, basically, because the leaders of the countries, they tend to dominate others and create tensions and then urge war. So those things actually make us like living in vain. But with this love of God, by dying on the cross, again, we come to the so-called peaceful relationship with God and with others.
Okay, so Easter is also often symbolizes as renewal from what you explained before, Romo Armada. And can you tell us how can individuals apply this concept in a renewal for their daily lives?
Well, yes, you know, when we look at Jesus, and then he resurrected from the dead. So that means that each one of us, as individuals, we are called to resurrect from the old way of our lives. Let's not hate others. Let's not condemn others. Let's not make wars with others. Physically, also, let's say, doing something bad to others. Yeah. Instead, let's have peace. Let's bring peace. Let's embrace one another. Let's extend our arms to help one another. So this thing actually is very, self-renewing, towards God and also towards others.
Okay, so from your perspectives, what do people of other faiths or non-believers find most meaningful about Easter?
Well, of course, I should acknowledge that not all of the people from other faiths are interested in this kind of celebration, but as you can imagine, basically the celebration is very meaningful actually also to other people, to the world. The message of the Easter celebration is very embracing. It's very reconciling, you know. It's not creating any tension or something like that. I still remember this kind of understanding that Jesus, who died on the cross, is actually the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Peace. By being Prince of Peace, it's not simply talking or giving words, but giving himself, you know, giving himself to others. He does not heal the sick, or he does not feed the hungry, but he saved us from evil, from sin. So this thing actually is very, relevant actually to the people of other faith.
Okay.
I would suggest that my neighbor, my friends, my colleagues, my collaborators, they know that what we the Christians are doing now is nothing to do with any tension, but peace.
Yes, from what I've heard, Easter can bring peace and unity and understanding among diverse communities. And how do you see Easter is giving to the other communities through unity and understanding between each religion?
Well, yes, the Catholics usually are summoned not to celebrate liturgically, but also by doing something good to others. Not just through fasting and abstinence, but also to collect whatever, not just money, but also the goods, and then delivering to those who are needy, and also to help others who are in difficulty. So this thing actually is connected with the so-called message of peace. Because by doing peace, you cannot say that with a word, but you have to realize it in what you're doing. So this thing actually is very recommended to each one of the Catholics in Indonesia, and also across the world, I guess.
Okay, so Romo Armada, I'm going to ask maybe some personal question. Could you share your personal story or experience to the Easter that highlights the impacts of Easter message that you can like spread and share to the others?
Well, it's very personal to me.
Okay.
No, I just want to say this is a personal case. You know, I have a little experience. Well, once I understand that my neighbor, a friend of mine since I was childhood, got very ill, and he was so thin because of the cancer, and he was in despair. He wanted just to die because of that illness. And then I continuously pay visit to him and doing something and also embracing him, and regularly I visited him and even told him, then, you know, he was so peaceful. He died already, but he died peacefully. So this thing actually is something. This is my personal experience. I guess others would have a lot of experience, but those things can happen to everybody. So we need to extend our hands and our heart, especially to those who are in need, whatever.
Yes, I agree. Well, every time we need to always spread peace and love and unity, sharing peace and accept others for what they do and accept the things that we did before. And in today's world, what are some modern challenges in the Easter messages, and how can we address them and share across the world?
Well, yes, you know, it's a big thing, and it must be a big word as well. Well, unfortunately, we are living in the very difficult time now because of the tension created by the, the leaders who are not wise enough to deliver a peaceful message, whether it is connected with the war, physical war, and even genocide in certain extents, but also with the so-called declaration of the tension in the tariff, because we may call that the tariff war. Well, we need to pray, we need to come together. It is not enough, again, that we do something big, but we need to be peaceful in ourselves, first of all. And we need to pray for the leaders, because sometimes the leaders just think by themselves or help by some other, but the decision is not really good for, let's say, spreading the peaceful message. I would say, let's do something good to others. Let's do something peaceful to others. First of all, in our own surroundings, with the neighbors, with the colleague, with others anyway, close to us. But then let's also pray for one another, for peaceful, a living together. Look at Gaza, and then look at Ukraine, and also look at Syria, and then the Africa. But I would say, look at also ourselves in our daily life. Let's prevent the tension, the unnecessary tensions, Morris. Okay, maybe those things are the message that we need to spread across the world.
Okay, thank you so much, Romo Armada. And yes, of course, what I say, I also want to say, is always spread peace and gather unity across the world in this difficult time.
Exactly.
And of course, thank you so much, Romo Armada, for coming to this special interview right now. And also, thank you, dear listener, for accompanying this special interview, and also, Romo Armada, for sharing your wisdom and reflections for us today. And to our listeners worldwide, may this Easter bring you peace, hope, and a renewed sense of connection. And until next time, dear listeners, stay tuned with us always in Voice of Indonesia for more amazing and spreading peace around the world.
You can and fully cooked. The grilling process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is cured with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked.
For East Asia and the Pacific, the EU and Tourism Commission for South Asia and Jakarta, Minister of Tourism William Putri Wadnana held bilateral meetings with representatives from several countries and international organizations. These discussions aim to explore collaborative opportunities to strengthen the tourism sector. Minister William emphasized the importance